This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The September 11th Commission began a new set of hearings in Washington today. This time, the focus is on the FBI. Former FBI Director Louis Freeh was the first person to testify. He said the Bureau was not given the money it needed to fight terrorism.
In the budget years 2000, 2001, 2002, we asked for 1,895 people. Agents, linguists, analysts, we got a total of 76 people during that period. That's not to criticize the Congress. It's not to criticize the Department of Justice. It is to focus on the fact that that was not a national priority.
Former FBI Director Louis Freeh. NPR's Pam Fessler has been following this morning's hearing. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What else did Freeh say?
Well, the former FBI director said it was not only a case of limited resources and limited money, but there were also legal limitations about exactly what information the FBI could share, not only within the Bureau, but also with other agencies. As you know, there was this wall between the sharing of information that was collected for intelligence purposes versus criminal prosecutions. He also talked to the commissioners about looking at things in a pre-9/11 mindset. He said that, you know, things were very different now, that we were not on a war footing. And he actually talked about how we were using subpoenas and arrest warrants to fight an enemy who was using missiles and bombs against our embassies and warships, in reference to the Al-Qaeda attack on the USS Cole and the African embassies. He also said, actually, that he thought there was a lot of cooperation between the CIA and the FBI. He cited both the Millennium investigation and also the embassy and Cole bombing investigations. One other thing he said that was of interest, he did not think that the Phoenix memo that was sent to FBI headquarters about suspicions on foreign men who were taking flight lessons, he felt that even if that had been followed through on, he did not actually think that it would have prevented 9/11.
And how did the commission respond to Freeh's testimony?
What the commission has been saying is that they're not there to point fingers. So a lot of it is they're just asking for his opinion on what the state of affairs was in the FBI in the years prior to 9/11. As you know, Director Freeh was not in office at the time of the attacks or for several months beforehand. One thing they have raised was the whole issue of whether or not the country needs a domestic intelligence agency that would be separate from both the FBI and the CIA, something that former Director Freeh said that he was opposed to. He said he thought it would take a very long time to set up, and he also thought that the American people would not accept a domestic intelligence agency.
The commission released some material today showing that Attorney General John Ashcroft rejected an appeal from the FBI for more money the day before the September 11th attacks. What do you know about that?
Well, I think this was part of this whole focus on, there was talk that counterterrorism was in fact important, but that when it actually came to coming up with the money and the resources, it was not always there, that there were many other priorities that the agency had, the Department of Justice had, including fighting drugs, a number of other investigations. And even though Attorney General Ashcroft said in May of 2001 that counterterrorism was a top priority of the agency, when it came for funding, he did not approve it.
Ashcroft's going to testify today, right?
That's true. He will testify this afternoon, and tomorrow we'll have CIA Director George Tenet and the current FBI Director Robert Mueller.
NPR's Pam Fessler.